And welcome to Come All Ye on 2MCE Community Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you've got a program of folk music ahead. Good to have you aboard. I will start the program today with a track from the Foghorn String Band. Folk music, sure it is. String band music, a bit of old-timey, a bit of bluegrass. Nice mix from Foghorn String Band. This is a song called Let Me Fall. Let Me Fall, the wonderful sound of Foghorn String Band. Caleb Clowder taking the lead vocals on that track. An album released in 2002. I think maybe it was their first album as a band, and they've had some changes in the lineup since then. The front two are still there, Caleb Clowder playing mandolin and lead vocals, and Stephen Sammy Lind playing fiddle and also singing. But on this album, we had the Reverend P.T. Grover Jr. playing banjo, Kevin Sandry on guitar, and Brian Bagdonis on bass. And they're not around anymore on Foghorn String Band albums. They may be still playing music. I don't know. I'm going to take two tracks from an album called Apples in Winter by a Canberra group called Hoddle. This was made up of father and daughter, Kevin Bradley and Jackie Bradley. Jacqueline Bradley plays fiddle and sings. Kevin Bradley, guitar, mandolin, and fiddle a bit. Peter Woodley playing flute and whistle, Mick Thompson playing baron on a track or two, Matt Nightingale playing double bass on a track or two. First of the two tracks is a song, Sandy Hollow Line. Then we'll hear some fine guitar work and other instrumental work on Master's Daughter. This is Hoddle on Come All Ye.
The sun was blazing in the sky and the waves of shimmering hate glared down on the railway cutting. We were half dead on our feet and the ganger stood at the banks of the cutting. He snarled at the men below, "You'd better keep them shovels full or all you cows will go." I've never seen such a useless mob, you'd make a fella sick. As shovel men, you're hopeless and you're no good with a pick. There were men in the gang could belt him with a hand tied up their back, but he had the power behind him and we daren't risk the sack. So he took his insults in silence, for this was the period when we lived in the Great Depression and nothing was cheaper than men. And we drove the shovels and swung the picks and cursed the choke and dust. We'd wives and hungry kids to feed, so toil in the heat we must. And still that gang of drovers on, we couldn't take much more. We prayed for a day we'd get a chance to even up the score. A man collapsed in the heat and the dust, he was carried away to the side. It didn't seem to matter if the poor chap lived or died. "He's only a loafer," the ganger said, "a lazy, useless cow. I was gonna sack him anyway, he saved me the trouble now." He had no thought of the hungry kids, no thought of the woman's tears, as she struggled and fought to feed her brood all down the weary years. And one of the government horses fell down and died in the dray. They hitched two horses to him and they dragged his corpse away. And the ganger was a worried man and he said with a heavy sigh, "It's a bloody terrible thing to see a good horse die." "You men get back to work," he said, "and don't stand loafing there. Get in and trim the batter down, I'll get the engineer." And the engineer, he looked around and he said as he scratched his head, "No horse could work in this dreadful heat, today would all be dead. They're much too valuable to lose and they cost us quite a lot. And I think it is a wicked shame to work them while it's hot. So we must take them to the creek and smell them in the shade. You men must all knock off at once, of course you'll not be paid." To our camps, it seemed to our weary brain we were no better than convicts, though we didn't wear the chains. And in those dread oppression days, we were not wanted men, but we knew that when a war broke out, we'd all be heroes then. And we'd be handed a rifle and forced to fight for the swine who tortured us and starved us on the Sandy Hollow Line. Thank you.
rather jolly tune following that quite somber song. The song in question, Sandy Hollow Line, composed by Duke Tritton, a bush worker in the first part of 20th century, the 1930s, just at the end of the Depression, I think. It was a work creation scheme, building the Sandy Hollow Railway Line. It's quite a popular one in the folk scene in Australia. The little tune after it is called The Magnificent Seven. No, Guns of the Magnificent Seven, composed by Fintan McManus. Magnificent Seven, I guess, because it's got a seven beat to it. Now, I said I was going to play a second tune, or a second track from that album, and it's an instrumental, The Master's Daughter, Richard Dwyer's, and The Turnpike Gate. This is Hoddle. Thank you.
changes counted on Tuesdays, by Wednesday we're always broke. Every week it seems they cut one more inch off our living wage, paring us down for the new age, squeezing us until we choke. Everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know is bombing their dreams on a dying plane, out on an ocean of self-blame, where big fish get let off the hook. All we need to reach is, this is my great opportunity, here in the new clever country, where some touch and others just look. That's everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know is worried who may be the next for the job. Every day the line is just a little bit shorter at the bus stop. Everyone I know is paying the price for the lunacy of setting the corporate dogs free into the big picture book. Everyone I know is looking for someone to vote for, turning away from the class war, forgetting the wild ever shook. Everyone I know, everyone I know, everyone I know, for the job. Every day the line is just a little bit shorter at the bus stop. Everyone I know is feeling the pinch of these straightened days. Small changes counted on Tuesdays, by Wednesday we're always broke. Every week it seems they cut one more inch off our living wage, paring us down for the new age, squeezing us until we choke. Everyone I know, 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 everyone I know.
Unmistakable voice of Alistair Hewlett. Everyone I know, a song from a lovely album called In the Back Streets of Paradise. Every song on it makes you think. Before that, music from Canberra. Hoddle was the name of the group. I did tell you what those tunes were, so I won't repeat myself. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'll keep telling you that. And this is the twist of the stick. Well, that's the translation, more or less, for this tune by Skara Brae. Fine album that... a fine group that was Dahi Sproul, Mihol O'Donnell, Mairead Ní Donnell and Trina Ní Donnell. Lots of one family represented, plus the guitar of Dahi Sproul.
Thank you. he works upon the sea. On the waves that blow wild and free, he splices the ropes and he sets the sail. To the home of the whale. And he ne'er thinks of me far behind, nor the torments that rage in my mind. With only my tears. All ye ladies that smell of wild rose, think ye for your perfume to where a man goes. Think ye of the wives and the babies that yearn for a man ne'er returned from hunting the sperm. Oh, my Donald, he sails upon the sea. Oh, to the home of the
That's a fiery tune, isn't it? It's called Music for a Found Harmonium, composed by Simon Jeffs, the late Simon Jeffs, who's the leading light in the Penguin Cafe Orchestra many years ago. Played there by Harriet Bartlett, the accordion player from, in that case, Scotland. That's where that was recorded. The set opened with the Catharsis Reel, composition of Amy Cann. Then Phil Cunningham's tune in the middle, Four-Stroke Reel. Phil Cunningham appears on this album on a few tracks as well. And before that, from the same album, Harriet Bartlett sang a song called My Donald. I think she was about 18 when she recorded that album. She was very good. One more, and then it'll be time for the featured album to raise its head. But before it does, we'll hear The Ballad of the Simple Sailor, a song composed and sung by Dan McKinnon.
Now I am just a country boy, I've never been to sea, but my uncle was a captain and a job he gave to me. I signed on board a great big boat and learned the trade so fast that my uncle said that my first trip just might well be my last. And it's haul on the jib and jab and lay aloft the lee, unfurl the capstan bilge and pump the gallants free. I never once imagined just how easy this could be, and I'm off to see the world to be a sailor. My uncle said it's time to sail, so weigh the anchor, son. I looked at it and looked at him and guessed about a ton. I went and asked some other man what might our cargo be. He told me it was guano, but it smelled like shit to me. And it's haul on the jib and jab and lay aloft the lee, unfurl the capstan bilge and pump the gallants free. I never once imagined just how easy this could be, and I'm off to see the world and be a sailor. We then proceeded to the front and bow, my uncle said. So I leaned forward from the waist and lowered down my head. I know that he was pleased with me, how quickly I could learn. I said he shouldn't worry and he shouldn't look so stern. And it's haul on the jib and jab and lay aloft the lee, unfurl the capstan bilge and pump the gallants free. I never once imagined just how easy this could be, and I'm off to see the world and be a sailor. My uncle pointed out a man and said he was his mate, a great big ugly hairy beast, he didn't look so great. It didn't strike me natural that such a thing could be, but maybe he'll look better when we're 6 months out to sea. And it's haul on the jib and jab and lay aloft the lee, unfurl the capstan bilge and pump the gallants free. I never once imagined just how easy this could be, and I'm off to see the world and be a sailor. Now I am quite a learned man and I'm nobody's dope, but he called this thing a halyard when I knew it was a rope. He showed me to a gadget, it's a sextant boy, says he. I told him all that dirty talk would get nowhere with me. And it's haul on the jib and jab and lay aloft the lee, unfurl the capstan bilge and pump the gallants free. I never once imagined just how easy this could be, and I'm off to see the world and be a sailor. My uncle's eyes filled up with tears, I knew it came from pride, 'cause he gave me my own boat to sail and set me o'er the side. I'm just so full of knowledge, I don't even need a crew. My family will be thrilled with me, 'cause I'm a captain too. And it's haul on the jib and jab and lay aloft the lee, unfurl the capstan bilge and pump the gallants free. I never once imagined just how easy this could be, and I'm off to see the world and be a sailor. And I'm off to see the world and be a sailor.
Canadian artist Dan McKinnon, Fields of Dreams and Glory, the name of the album, and The Ballad of the Simple Sailor. Not the brightest bulb, that fellow. Not the singer, the sailor. Now, time to introduce you to a featured album. It's called The Two of Us. Comes to us from a old-time and Celtic duo, Janie Rothfield and her husband, Alan Carr. They met at a music festival in 1978. They've been playing and recording since they met, and in various bands and other recording projects. And this album, The Two of Us, highlights their return to full-time touring together as a duo, performing and teaching in the US, the UK and Europe. The third duo recording. It's just released in July 2024. So after various ensembles and bands and different recordings, they've come full circle to where they started, blending their respective Celtic and American traditions and writing new songs and tunes with their distinctive sound and arrangements. The album celebrates Janie and Alan's re-emergence on the folk scene with their potent, creative, collective voices. So there. We'll hear an old song first of all. This is a old-timey song called Chilly Winds. From the featured album, Chilly Winds. That was Janie Rothfield and Alan Carr, mostly Janie Rothfield on that track, playing fiddle and singing. Alan Carr, a little bit of harmony vocals in the chorus and good guitar work behind them. So, the two of us. That's our featured album today.
Draw, ymlaen mae canan, Pan wyt ti ar ben dy denyn di yn ofn i'r nos a'i bwgan neu ar dy hyd yn y baw ymlaen mae canan Da ni gyd fel noses gynt ar drwydd cyfamod Da ni'n chwilio ar y ffriddoedd llwm am lwybr i'r hafod Mae'n y gorwynt yn dwad ffordd hyn Gwynt traed y meirwon Dogger Fisher Finister Rock all Shannon Wel dyma'r gwynt fydd yn chwalu'r hyd Dyma wynt i'ch dychryn Y mor oes y milenniwm Ymlaen mae canan
Can't tell you a lot about that, other than the name of the song. I'm Lane May Cannon, which is Welsh for something like Forward to Canaan. All the songs are in Welsh. All the sleeve notes are in Welsh. And I don't speak Welsh. However, the name of the artist is Steve Eaves. And that's where we have to leave it, because I don't know any more than that. So on we go on Come All Ye to two tracks from an old album by Billy Ross and John Martyn. John Martyn perhaps best known for membership of the Easy Club and also the Tannehill Weavers for a while. And Billy Ross was in Ossian. So they were all great groups and these were fine musicians playing in them. And they got together and recorded this album called The Breeze of Lochiel, which is a nice song. Sad song, I suppose, in a way, but very nice one. So we won't hear that. I'm just teasing you with that. We'll hear, first of all, a couple of fine hornpipes, The Hut on Staffan Island, which is another composition of Phil Cunningham, and then Ed Reavy's tune, The Lone Bush, and follow that with a song written in the mid-1800s. To a much older traditional dance tune, apparently. The Smiths are gallant firemen. Billy Ross and John Martin.
Was kangaroo turn, it keeps the lads in our man. Was lass at 9 or 10 when Sammy's in a tar man. Walking Mac is deftly dancing, we were like the farm man. When heard the music goes, pipes is heaven, caught a raw man. Bob trapped the village smith, I wonder that you spear man. What he be not, your base with it, she didn't hear man. It's nicked to love and lord the war and king of war, the shire man. At feast of day, but nicked of day, the smith's a gallant fireman. Boy would spend a spirit plank and now you get all behind it. Give friend a helping hand and never care to mind it. Boy for honor's sacred cause and honest independence. Instead for struggle to the shock of all the world's vengeance. Boy would drop me heart and hand and climb with the tired man. Iron will and stern resolve he made to see the quiet man. He bends he bars the wire and it's getting the but wire man. Depending eye upon his cell, the smith's a gallant fireman. Be a lordland slave, a thing without a name, man. Boy would beg for other folk, we team with it, hey, man. Boy would squander all his gear and sing, he paid the blame, man. The grown grass upon his grave would autumn red with shame, man. But folk they ride and caught pride, be mind he still aspire, man. But when you walk the road, deserves the tree and the mire, man. But model dignity and work your hearts and souls inspire, man. At honour's pay, where honour's due, the smith's a gallant fireman. Was king of our turn and keeps the lads in our man. Was lass at 9 or 10 when Sammy's in a tar man. Walking Mac is deftly dancing, we be like the farm man. Whenever the music goes, pipes his hair and got a raw man. Bob had robbed the village smith, the wonder that spear man. What he been, are you blazed with this, you didn't hear man. He's nicked the war and lord the loving king of our shire man. A feast of brave and nicked the blade, the smith's a gallant fireman.
Yes, and John Martin going a bit crazy there at the end, extemporising around that tune called The Smiths Are Gallant Firemen. Billy Ross singing. Before that, two good hornpipes, The Hut on Staffan Island and The Lone Bush. Another one now from the featured album. This is from a book of Northeast Scots poetry, they tell us. Alan Carr was reading a book containing that stuff and pretty much sang it right off the page. Didn't have a tune. It's a Marion Angus poem from 1922, but he immediately came up with a tune, which was fortunate because the tune he came up with had already been written by his wife, Janie Rothfield. It's called The Candlelight.
She weaves in the candlelight with the straw stacked and the barn. Round and around her fingers slim, she twists the fleecy yarn. Oh, the candlelight, the shadows on the floor, and the wrinkled leaves of the rowan tree rustling behind the door. Day you think on my bonny lad, will you fit all on your knee? On the days I counted the lambs, mithered by the bonny green link, so the dee. Oh, and the candlelight, the wind that sparks the peat, and a sleety rain on the window pane, like the patter of birdies' feet. But he minds when he danced at the Castleton on the long clear night, so June. Oh, the Castleton, the lass with the tawny shoon, that danced we him at the Castleton by the cellar light o' the moon. Stairs in the world, King Rune and Rune that room. Oh, and Mary blesses the candlelight, the watching, watching flame, and the eerie night and the candlelight that keeps our burning at him.
Thank you. férges kutyák, abból lesznek a jó dudák. Ott vannak a férges kutyák, abból lesznek a jó dudák. Aki dudás akar lenni, pokorra kell annak menni. Ott is azt kell neki fújni, hogy ő dudás akar lenni. Ott is azt kell neki fújni, hogy ő dudás akar lenni.
Yes, all very straightforward, isn't it? Aki dudash ake lenyi. A song from an album called Dudasom Kedves Muzikasom by a group called A Magyar Dudasenekar. So, the Hungarian bagpipe band. I can't tell you much about that, except I can arrogantly say I did buy it in Budapest. I can tell you how many forints it cost, and with a bit of luck, I might even be able to direct you to the shop. But an interesting album, Dudasom, Kedves Muzikasom. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE.
Working man, hooray, hooray for the working man. He knows.
Interesting trio. They're called Kitsyke Will, Peter Long, Patrick Gundry White, and John Burge. And that's from a 2002 album called Devil's Ride. A lot of instrumentals on it, some songs as well. The lyrics for that one, The Gift of God, came from a book called At Swim Two Birds, which is a terrific Irish funny novel by Flann O'Brien. Kitsyke Will Trio. Now, a song from Salvation Jane.
For the deep and they're wide, and the world's on its side, and time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the four winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand so the people will know. Oh, it's Russia now, on the wheel and the plow, and the sun is going down upon the sacred cow. Ring them bells, sweet mother, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one. Oh, the shepherd asleep, where the willows weep, and the mountains filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells. The game is through. Ring them bells, for the time flies, for the child that cries when innocence dies.
Ring them bells from Salvation Jane. Australian grip. Here's Jim Murray, M-O-R-A-Y, Murray.
Squire lived in our town. He was a man of high renown, and he had one daughter, a beauty bright, and the name he gave her was his heart's delight. Many young men to court came, but none of them could a favor gain, till there came one of low degree, and above them all she fancied he. But when her father he came to know that his lovely daughter loved this young man so, over 50 miles he sent her away, all to deprive her of a wedding day. One night as she lay in her bedroom, her love appeared from out the gloom. He kissed her cheek, and this did say, "Arise, my darling, and come away." this young man she got on behind, and they rode faster than any wind. They rode on for an hour or more, till he cries, "My darling, my head feels sore." A Holland handkerchief she then pulled out, and with it bound his aching head about. She held him closer, and this did say, "My love, you're colder than any clay." Gate. He says, "Get down, love, for the hour is late. Get down, love, and go to bed. And I'll see this gallant horse is groomed and fed." And when she came to her father's hall, who's that, her own father called. "'Tis I, dear father, did you send for me? By such a messenger naming me. Oh no, dear daughter, that cannot be. Your words are false and you lie to me. For on yon mountain your true love died, and in the graveyard his body lies." So straightways there went this maiden brave, and with a friend she exposed the grave. And there his body, though 6 weeks dead, with a Holland handkerchief all around his head.
Voice of Jim Murray, a song here called The Suffolk Miracle. Sometimes it's called The Holland Handkerchief, much recorded song, given quite interesting treatment there on Jim Murray's album Sweet England. You're listening to Come All Ye, another one now from the featured album, which I remind you is called The Two of Us, from Janie Rothfield and Alan Carr. Bit of old time, bit of Celtic, quite a mix on this album. This is an instrumental called the Idlewild Jig, which they learned from their neighbour and occasional bandmate, Bill Wellington. It's a nice tune, the Idlewild Jig. Slight variation from some other versions I've heard, but works out pretty well, doesn't it? Janie Rothfield playing fiddle. She says that she doesn't really read music all that well. She learned to play violin from a violin teacher when she was a kid, Miss Louise Berend, who was the first one to bring the Suzuki method of music instruction to America. She was in the first group. They all learned to play violin by ear, the Suzuki method. And she says that was a perfect fit for her and her intuitive learning style. Gave her ear training, basic technique, musicality and rhythmic grounding. She says she never was a classical violinist. And she also says, when in any kind of orchestra or ensemble, I usually faked reading the written music, having learned the piece by ear. Good on you, Janie. I like that.
Since you were a dirty rat, and there is no rest. democracy in hell. But some say in the USA it is alive and well. Your opinions will be useless when your earthly race is run. So vote or write a letter to your congressman. No democracy in heaven, I know it's sad but true. God makes the rules and tells us what we can and cannot do. When you die and go to glory, for you he'll know what's best. So shut up and eat your angel food. Give your brain a rest.
Mark Graham composed that and sang it. No Democracy in Heaven. Before that, from an old album, Time to Ring Some Changes, the Albion Band from the 1970s. A record called Rise Up Like the Sun. This is another one from a while ago. This is a group called Sleeve Notes, or a trio really, Matt Cranich, Donald Murphy and Tommy O'Sullivan, but they did have some help on this album called Along Blackwater's Banks. Help from Kevin Burke, Steve Cooney, Matt Malloy, Brian McGrath, Colin Murphy and Liam O'Mwenley. So that's not a bad little backing band. But this is a set of tunes, Paddy Cronin's slide, Sergeant Cahill's favourite and the Gamecock. So, all slides.
There's more than you'd imagine. to the grinding of a blade. The strongest man among us is old at 32. Others few suffer such hardships as we poor grinders do. And every working day we are breathing dust and steam. A broken stone can give us a wound that will not heal. There's many an honest grinder ground down by such a blow. Others few suffer such hardships as we poor grinders do. There's many an honest grinder who's thus been snatched away without a moment's warning to meet his judgment day. Before his judge he must appear his final doom to know. Others few suffer such hardships as we poor grinders do. When the country goes to war, our masters quickly cry, "Orders, countermand that our goods we all lay by. Your prices you must settle, and you'll be stinted too." Others few suffer such hardships as we poor grinders do. Thus many an honest grinder whose family is large, without his best endeavours, cannot his debts discharge. When children cry for bread, how pitiful the view. Others few suffer such hardships as we poor grinders do. And now I will conclude these few and humble lines. With success to every grinder who suffers in hard times, I wish them better fortune and all their families too. For there's few suffer such hardships as we poor grinders do. No, there's few suffer such hardships as we poor grinders do.
A nice version there of the Sheffield Grinders from Hilary Spencer. Record called Other Roads, Other Lives. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio in the Central West. Are you listening live on your radio, or are you listening to the podcast? Yes, folks, there are podcasts available of these programs. You can find the podcast by going to the website of the program, which is simply comeallye.com. Pretty obvious button to press, and it'll take you to podcasts. And if you have the patience, you can go back 4 years or so or more of podcasts. Or you can go to the website of the radio station, 2MCE. The website is 2mce.org. And the 2 is a number. So number 2mce.org. There we are. My website, comeallye.com website, also has playlists going back into the last century. Here's another track from the featured album, an interesting version of The Twa Corbies, which is a traditional Scottish ballad. Alan Carr has rewritten it a bit. The late Rick Lee wrote a tune called Indian Neck, and Alan Carr has changed that into Two Ravens. So we've got Twa Corbies, which are ravens or maybe crows, and then Two Ravens.
As I was walking on my lane, I heard twa corbies makin' a mane. The tane on tae that tither did say, oh, far sall we gang and dine the day, oh, far sall we gang and dine the day. Oh, when I hent yon old fell dyke, I wat there lies a new slain knight. Nebdy kens that he lies there, oh, but his hawk and his hound and his lady fair, oh, his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. His hawk is tae the hunting gain, his hounds tae fetch the wild fowl hame. His lady's ta'en another mate, oh, so we maun mak' oor dinner sweet, oh, aye, we maun mak' oor dinner sweet. Oh, you'll sit on his white horse, Ben, and I'll pike out his bonny blue een. We lock o' his yellow hair, oh, we'll thick our nest fin it grows bare, oh, we'll thick our nest fin it grows bare. Oh, money's the yen for him mak's men, but nane shall ken far he has gain. His white bairns fan the grow bare, oh, the winds shall blow forever mare, oh, the winds shall blow forever mare. Thank you.
I spied two ravens making their moan. Up spoke the first raven, "Where shall we go to find our supper in the forest below?" Up spoke the first raven, "Where shall we go to find our supper in the forest below?"
That's the last track from the featured album we'll hear today. That was Twa Corbies and Two Ravens sharing the work there. Janie Rothfield and Alan Carr, husband and wife team, I think based in Scotland still. Yeah, nice album, The Two of Us. Hope you've enjoyed listening to that. I've got time to play a few more tracks, but I'll leave the featured album alone for now. Here are the Rising Fawn Gathering. No, that's the name of the album. That's the name of the album. Get yourself organised. This is the Bonnie Bunch of Roses, a Broadside song originally. Versions have been found in Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, Scotland, England, and the Roses are, of course, England, Ireland and Scotland, a fact stressed by most traditional singers in their introductions of the song. And the Napoleon of the song is the Emperor's son by his second marriage to Mary Louise of Austria, who was kept a virtual prisoner in the Austrian court at Vienna. So young Napoleon didn't last too long. He died at 21. Then we'll cheer things up a bit with a set of tunes, Joe Barnes and the Gypsy Princess, and we'll hear Brendan Begley playing accordion.
By the borders of the ocean, one morning in the month of June, to view those warlike songsters, hear their merry notes and sweet light tunes, I overheard a female talking. She seemed to be in grief and woe, conversing with young Bonaparte concerning the bonny bunch of roses. Next I saw Napoleon down on his bended knees, was he asking the pardon of his mother, who granted it most mournfully? Says he, "I'll take an dangers go, in spite of all the universe, I'll conquer the bonny bunch of roses, oh." Oh, son, don't talk so venturesome, for England has their hearts of old. There's England, Ireland, and Scotland, their unity had ne'er been broke. Oh, son, think on your father's fame, St. Helena, his body lies low. listen, follow after. Beware the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Then he took 100,000 men and kings like was to bear his train. He was so well provided for, he sought to sweep this earth alone. But when he arrived in Moscow was the blazing there, he lost his bonny bunch of roses, oh. Oh, mother, now believe. Been clever, but now I droop my weary head. And when my body lies a motoring and weeping will o'er me grow, the deeds of brave Napoleon will sting a bonny bunch of roses, oh.
Thank you for your company today. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've been playing for you. You've been listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE with me, Bruce Cameron. We'll go out with a little bit of Asturian bagpipe music. This is a tune called Corri Corri, which is a dance tune played by a bunch of Asturian bagpipers. See you next time. Bye. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.